Every homicide, every rape, every robbery affects the entire community. People who are victims of these crimes need closure. The people who committed these crimes must be held accountable. Law enforcement needs the community's help in seeking justice. Please listen as we review an unsolved mystery in this month's Cold Case Profile.
On the morning of April 6, 2004, the sound of a gunshot broke the peaceful silence around the rural home on Bradyville Pike. The gunshot killed 56-year-old Dave Robertson. Dave Robertson was well known in Rutherford County. He was a building contractor and was loved by his family. Dave Robertson had survived a tour in Vietnam. He had also survived a bout with cancer. The investigation led down several avenues. Investigators interviewed local people as well as people in other states. While the police have investigated Mr. Robertson's murder, Mr. Robertson's family has kept the case active and in the public eye. The family distributed over 60,000 flyers with Dave Robertson's photograph asking for help. They have hosted candlelight vigils. They helped build a Habitat for Humanity home in Dave Robertson's memory. Each year during the Christmas season, the family places a wreath during the Tennessee Season to Remember ceremony, which is a ceremony for survivors held at the state capitol. The investigation began in April of 2004, and thanks to the efforts of the family members and dedicated law enforcement officers, the investigation has never stopped. Detectives Randy Gross and Mark DiNardo, with the help of TBI Special Agent Jason Wilkerson, have dedicated themselves to solving this horrible crime. They now ask for your help. They believe someone in the community has the information that will give this family some degree of closure. Someone in our community has the knowledge that will help bring a killer to justice. If you are that person, please help. It is up to all of us to make this community one that is safe for us and our children. With us today in the WGNS studios is Detective Randy Gross of the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. Detective Gross is one of a team of law enforcement officers who continue to investigate the murder of Dave Robertson. Detective Gross, we welcome you to the broadcast.
Thank you, sir.
Detective Gross, it has been over 10 years since Dave Robertson was killed. Can you tell us how you keep yourself actively involved and not get discouraged after these many years?
Part of the reason we stay involved in these cases is just the serious nature, the trauma of a family losing someone like this is something that if you have to see it to understand it. And it gives you a commitment to solving these. You want closure for the family. You don't want to let these go. This person is not here to represent themselves. They're gone. And it's our policy and just my personal view. I'm here to try to get justice for these people and closure for the family. You can't let that go because that person will never be here again. And when this goes to trial, and I feel eventually it will be the part of the state with the DA's office and myself to see that justice is brought to this individual and the family gets some closure for this. You can't imagine what it's like until you've been through it. It's truly a terrible thing.
I know in all of these cases that you work very closely with the family, and I know they are an inspiration to law enforcement in this particular case. Can you tell us how their efforts have impacted you?
I contact them or they contact me two or three times a month for updates or any information they've heard. People call and talk to them, and if they hear something, they'll call me. The family was a very close family. Mr. Robertson was actually found by his sister and brother-in-law. They lived in a family area of Mr. Robertson and his wife. She had left to go to work earlier. His sister, her brother-in-law, and some other family members, three houses, very close together. They were all very close, very tight family. And the sister is the one that actually found them, found him lying there along with her brother-in-law. It was very traumatic, and they constantly call with anything they hear, and I just, they keep me inspired on what I need to do.
I'm always very careful in releasing information on an active investigation. How do you go about as an investigator, because you have to release information to the public to assist you in the investigation? How is it that you determine what information is that you should release and what information you should hold back?
Every case is different on the information to be released or not to release. Some of it cannot be released because it may have an adverse effect on the fairness of a trial. It may be too inflammatory to give a person a fair trial, and we all want to have a fair and just trial for an individual. The other indication is it may color or taint someone's statement, forcing them or making them give a statement or information that they think we want. And also, we will release information in hopes sometimes of receiving information. And you have to look at each case individually to determine how that is.
How many years have you been doing this?
I've been with the Sheriff's Department since 1980.
Okay. If someone has information on the Dave Robertson murder, who should they contact and how can they contact them?
They can contact either Crime Stoppers. That's a very common usage. We get a lot of tips from Crime Stoppers. And, of course, you can be anonymous through them. Or you can contact the Sheriff's Office. Ask for either myself, Detective Gross, or Sergeant Mark DiNardo in the Detective Division. And if you forget our names, all you have to do is just call down to the Sheriff's Office and ask to speak to the detectives handling the Dave Robinson homicide, and we'll get back with you.
I believe the Crime Stoppers tip line is 893-STOP. Is that correct?
Correct, sir. Yes, sir.
And what number would they call if they wanted to contact the detectives in the Sheriff's Department?
That would ring directly into our office to our secretary. That would be area code 615-898-7916. That number is answered during the day, and the rest of the time it has a voicemail on it when the secretaries are not there.
Detective Gross, someone may be listening to this broadcast, and that person may have information about this murder. That person may be reluctant to come forward or may think their information isn't really that valuable. I want to give you this opportunity to tell them why they should come forward and help move this investigation forward.
Well, if they think their information is not that valuable, I tell people this is kind of like putting a puzzle together. You can have all the pieces, but if you're missing one little piece that doesn't look like much, the puzzle doesn't make sense. Once you put the piece in the puzzle, everything makes sense. If you're reluctant for personal reasons, just need to think on your own behalf. Most people have had a family member die just through natural causes or whatever. Imagine what it would be like if you had them die in these circumstances. The personal reasons that you have are overshadowed by the need to this family. And the third reason is this person did it once. They can do it again. And do you want to be the person that could have stopped a second one?
Paul, I want to – you mentioned something. Over the 10 years that this has been an active investigation, I've met with the family on several occasions. They're a wonderful group of people. I see them every year in Nashville at the Season to Remember. They've come every year since this case has been pending. I've had the opportunity to meet with Mr. Gross and Mr. DiNardo and also Jason Wilkerson from the TBI on many occasions. And one of my regrets as I leave office is this is one of those cases that at this point we have not been able to make an arrest. Like Mr. Gross, I believe we're very close to having the case where we could present it to a grand jury. But I want to say that I know that Mr. Gross won't quit. I hope one day, even after I'm not the district attorney, that this case comes to justice. And I was in Chattanooga yesterday talking to their DA's office and their detectives about a cold case unit, and I was telling them about the upside of when you do solve a case. So I hope that there's an upside to this case in the very near future, and I appreciate the efforts that have been made so far.